Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's hour number three. I'm going to continue with some calls right now that I must blitz through a bunch of the news on the other side of this quick break. I want to get into Hank Williams Jr.'s son, Hank Williams III, who's contacted us, says he's a listener. It was like 2 years ago. I got to dig his number out. I guess he wanted to talk to me, and then a producer talked to him, and he's like, well, I just want you to know I listen to the show, but I don't want to get political. I don't know what that means. The whole world is political. And how is your dad not supposed to say he's mad at the whole government? He's mad at Republicans and Democrats. And then he didn't really call Obama Hitler. He's saying it's like two polar opposites meeting. And that's how he should extricate himself from this, if that's what he meant by it. That's what I believe. Because Obama is not like Hitler. Obama is a puppet. Hitler was not a puppet. He was positioned. He was allowed to get into power. The British intel liked it because they thought he was unstable. But he was not a puppet. And but I guess you could compare Obama's handlers to Nazis because they are for population reduction. We got to dig through the emails and find that. And I know somebody out there knows him. Maybe call Shooter Jennings. I bet he's got his number. And try to get Hank Williams Jr. on to really flesh things out instead of telling TMZ, which is a subsidiary, basically a Fox television, what he thinks about all of this. I'm going to be breaking that down coming up a little bit later because it deals with the whole First Amendment and chilling effects. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, well, I just had, like, an idea and stuff like that for, you know, Bank of America and TSA and then for NFL for boycotting all of them. If you could get a boycott list up on the website and stuff of, you know, the top 200 companies, and then just maybe if you made a video of, you know, like, people, like, returning, like, someone made a video or you did of just returning items, you know, NFL merchandise to Walmart or other corporations, and because then the shareholders are taking notes that they're losing money. I mean, the message should be that we're not buying it.
Yeah, I'm on a call right now in defense of the First Amendment and to stop this new red scare against people that are mad at the government. Hank Williams Jr. clearly, and we just played the clip, said, I don't like any of the Republicans or the Democrats, and basically said it should be polar opposites for Republicans and Democrats to be meeting. And they took that out of context, even if he said Hitler, so what, and fired him from that job. And they say, well, that's free market. The NFL gets government money, government subsidies. They got Janet Napolitano politicizing it. It's now politicized. They already politicized it. So they can't go after Hank Williams Jr. for what he did. And I want to get a hold of Hank Williams III and see if he's been taken out of context, too, by TMZ. Because, you know, he's here saying his dad doesn't have, you know, basically shouldn't speak because he's just a musician. You know, I know auto mechanics that know a lot more than your average lawyer. I mean, I know military veterans that do. Does it mean they shouldn't be able to speak? Musicians have a right to their views. I'm friends with Jimmy Vaughn. He's a really smart guy and a musician. Dave Mustaine's a musician, super smart. I happen to know Bob Dylan's very political and knows what's going on. Listen to his lyrics. I mean, Bono is running around supporting carbon taxes and stuff. He's bad news, but it's still his right. These are successful musicians and business people, but everybody's got a right. This idea that if you're a musician or that guy's a radio host, who cares what he has to say? Well, you know what? I care what I have to say, and and my ideas should stand and fall on my ideas, not on if I'm a ditch digger or if I'm a lawyer or if I'm a pastor or if I'm a school teacher or I'm black or I'm white or I'm old or I'm young. And I agree. Send all the NFL crud back. Listen, I don't toot our horn. We had victories. The Green Bay Packers came out in the newspaper last week and said, we're not going to do the gropings because it's unpopular. We've had a backlash. We need to get all the NFL franchises to say they're not going to be part of this. And we need to get the NFL to rehire Hank Williams Jr. What do you say to that?
Yeah, definitely, because he was on for so many years and stuff. I know my girlfriend listens to Hank Williams a lot, too, and I listen to Country Boy Can't Survive and stuff, you know, all the time, way back in the day in my Trans Am when I was cruising around. So,
by the way, Harmon, cue that up when we come back. We've got to play some Hank Williams Jr. since he's now boycotted. But I wonder if Hank Williams Jr. supported the Dixie Chicks when they came out against the war. We ought to look that up. But you know what? Even if he was wrong about that, and I don't remember, we should still support his free speech. You know, I supported the Dixie Chicks then. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, banned from the NFL.
I live back in the woods, you see. Woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I'm going to get into some of the news and then your phone calls here right now.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel.
By the way, I got this article here out of TMZ. Hank Williams Jr.'s son, my dad should not talk politics. Ken Weldon, who plays country music all over the country, works here in my office. He was telling me, he goes, no, he was saying, you don't want to call Shooter Jennings to get his number, because I know we've had it before. He said those two do not like each other. Like, we need to get more of that Shooter Jennings music he made for us, and that we've got that he authorized us to use in Police State 4. We need to play that as bumper music. It's so good. That Summer Rage. We'll play some of that at the bottom of the hour. Really predicting a year ago what now is unfolding around the world this summer. That's now gone into the fall. But I don't normally cover pop stories. It's just Hank Williams Jr. says he doesn't like Republicans or Democrats and is mad at them all, and says that Republicans and Democrats meeting is like polar opposites, Netanyahu and Hitler. In his view, that's polar opposites. And then he gets kicked off the NFL. There's going to be a big backlash against the NFL because the NFL is an institution. It's quasi-government now. It's used for propaganda. They got Homeland Security prancing around at all the events, groping people, scaremongering, running ads. And I disagree with Hank Williams III says, he, quote, doesn't think his father should have opened his mouth about Obama yesterday, telling TMZ most musicians are not worthy of political discussion. I think everybody's worthy. When we start trying to be political and be informed, we could make that important again and not just be a bunch of people that barely pay attention to what's happening. TMZ spokesman spoke with Hank Williams III, a punk rock meets country singer, who tells us the only person out there worthy of mixing political views with music is Jello Biafra. Jello Biafra is the original lead singer of the legendary punk rock band Dead Kennedys, who is now a big-shot political figure in the Green Party. As TMZ previously reported, Hank's dad's famous Are You Ready for Some Football jam was yanked from Monday Night Football last night after Hank Williams II went on Fox News and proclaimed that President Obama and Joe Biden are the enemy. When he was asked, Hank Williams III, about his political views, he told us, I'm a musician, not a politician. Well, I think we know your views since you've contacted us, but I don't know what for. Even if you supported that evil war and the lies about WMDs, you shouldn't have called to boycott the Dixie Chicks and take their music off the radio. That was wrong. The people that death threatened Willie Nelson and his family because he was going to put on an event with me and Jesse Ventura here in Austin. That was wrong. That's not how you win a political fight, but that's what the establishment's going to do. And even if you disagree with Hank Williams Jr., you should support his right to say that. This idea where you, because pretty soon you start firing comedians for jokes, which is now happening, the Affleck guy. You start getting rid of everybody. Pretty soon you start self-censoring and then there can be no communication. That's why so many companies and individuals are totally milquetoast, and it sends the message, don't be involved, don't say what you think, or you'll lose your job. We need to say what we think. Why is the Federal Reserve announcing in the news and Forbes and other places, hey, we're watching everybody. We're keeping a list of everybody that criticizes us, just so you know. That's an attempt at intimidation. Our answer to that is, okay, we're going to go to the Dallas Fed this weekend, and we're going to occupy it. Now, again, I thought this up split second while doing an on-the-side-of-the-road Sunday afternoon broadcast and said, you know what, we're going to occupy not Wall Street and capitalism, some vague term. We're going to go after the monopoly insiders that want to destroy free market capitalism and replace it with crony monopoly systems. And I said, I'm going to go to the Dallas Fed and demonstrate Friday, the Houston Fed Saturday, the San Antonio Fed Sunday. I'm going to be there. At 6 p.m. at night, Friday, high noon, Saturday, and 10 a.m. Sunday in San Antonio. I want to see you there. Just type into Google. It's already rolled off the main page. And you get some banners up. Occupy Federal Reserve Movement launched. But we need to actually occupy. And it's the Dallas Fed that needs to be occupied. I will be there for 2 hours Friday, and you should have these all over the country. New York City, Kansas City, everywhere they have the Big 12, and they have sub-branches, several per big state, which are just as important. And whether it's you and 10 people, it doesn't matter. Whether it's you and one person, and you videotape it, the cops come and make you go, you put it on YouTube. We cannot lose by fighting. And then I will tell you this. If people, I'm going to get there Friday, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to drive away and go to the next location. But I will tell you this, wherever there is the biggest Occupy Wall Street movement towards occupying the Federal Reserve, camping out around them, because it'll take days to get media attention, wherever that is, I will then travel to that location to be there with you. And regardless, I'll send reporters to different locations. This is a big deal. We're launching a big movement. This is pull out all the stops. I did this Sunday, yesterday, speeds by, do the Monday nightly news show. Boom, we're here. I've got to shoot a promo video. This is going to be like 1 minute long today that we're going to get up on the YouTube channel and InfoWars and Prison Planet today that we need to go total viral out to everybody. absolutely viral. It's going to be a 1 minute about you've seen the Occupy Wall Street movement, calling for socialism, calling for higher taxes, generally attacking free market and private property. Those of us that do not agree with this George Soros, Obama-led hijacking of anti-Wall Street movement are setting our sights on the core enemy, the monopoly men, the crony capitalists, the Federal Reserve, who won't tell us where the tens of trillions of dollars went. We're going to force their corporate-owned media, like MSNBC, that got direct Federal Reserve taxpayer bailout money, to report on the real issue. No one can stop us. Occupy Federal Reserve locations across the country. And then I'm going to read off the 12, and then that's it. It's up to you. Are you going to let them represent you? Are you going to let fake grassroots, fake artificial color revolution, George Soros bull, take control of the second American revolution? Or are we going to snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat and supercharge 1776 in America and then worldwide? It's up to you. That's basically going to be what I off the gut, off the mind, right off the top of my mind, hit you with, showing the enemy Federal Reserve. And I may say things like they've tried to run on reporters, often threatened them in Kansas City. But we successfully stood against them in Dallas and other areas. Then they sent the army out to surveil us. Don't let that intimidate you. This is the real enemy. Occupy the Federal Reserve. And we need to have a code to peacefully, around the sidewalk, point this out. And if they arrest you, so what? You aren't going to be a slave. They arrest me Friday or Saturday or Sunday. That's the way it is. Now, they haven't. In past, in the feds, I haven't seen any arrests. You know why? Because they don't, that will be forced into the news. And they don't want that. The cops made the Occupy Wall Street people get out on the Brooklyn Bridge. They were out on the sidewalk and they forced them to block the road. The cops don't know why they were ordered to do that. I know why. Because they want to have the left hijack this. Just like the controlled right tried to hijack the Tea Party. They haven't completely succeeded. It's a fight going on about real issues. Ron Paul is our main attack cruiser deployed right into the fray to bring up real issues and point out that Obama and the Republicans are working on the same team. He's kicking hind in. But it's all about the people hitting the streets. So whether you're anywhere in this area of the Central South, what would you call the area of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma? I mean, that's the South Central area of the United States. Yeah, South Central, because it's southern area in the middle of the country. Kind of the southern heartland. You have no excuses. No excuses. No excuses. We are going to start the ball rolling that's been rolling for 4 years. We're going to supercharge it. And I've got to say, I'm seeing some good in the Fed stuff now out of the Occupy Wall Street group. Because now the people there are hearing what we're saying. Hey, don't let George Soros take you over. Don't let the unions take you over. The unions show up tomorrow in full force to take it over in San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, Dallas, other areas. We have got to have our people with those as well. But I'm telling you, the Federal Reserve is where we go. Okay, let's go ahead and get some calls here. Let's talk to John in Oregon. I've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for having me on. First off, I'll make it quick. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm fired up. I mean, we're going up against the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, I just got to share your enthusiasm. I just want to say to the Occupy Wall Streeters out there that I want to remind everybody that the Founding Fathers, they never marched on Main Street. They weren't against Main Street and businesses. They were against the Federal Reserve Bank or the central banks at that time. I mean, that's the whole point is the George Soros is, and it's just basically the Federal Reserve is the same central banking system, same policies I'm sure that they used back then that they're doing to us now. And it just pisses me off that this Occupy Wall Street, I'm glad to hear that more people are waking up to it, but they really, and I'm really glad that you're here to help people identify where the real crooks are. And, I mean, I like what you have for our demands of audit the Fed. I think that's perfect. To investigate and indict That's excellent. But I also would suggest...
Stay there. I want to hear your ideas for a list of demands. I need to get into Fast and Furious, too. Big developments came out today, just confirming everything we already knew 5 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. And I'm looking at commenters saying I'm not covering Fast and Furious.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going back to John in Oregon here in a moment so he can finish up his ideas for a list of demands, but I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers these articles. You can go to InfoWars.com and read all of these. You can go to DrudgeReport.com. He's got them all on the left-hand side, linked in red. Here's the big news. It came out this morning. Emails show top Justice Department officials knew of ATF gun program. Memos from 2010 show some in senior positions were aware of tactics used in surveillance operation in which firearms were allowed into Mexico in a failed effort to catch drug cartel leaders. Here's my problem with this. This was not a failed effort. Okay, the real documents are in federal court in Chicago. And the Chicago Tribune and the El Paso Times and now the Houston Chronicle have all reported, not in their headline, but buried in the articles, you can go read the court filings, that the U.S. government has admitted that Sinaloa for 5.5 years was told since 2005 that they were allowed, that's why the Republicans don't want to go there, to ship cocaine into the U.S. by the ATF, FBI, and DEA, ton upon ton a month, through Texas, New Mexico, and other areas, one of the biggest drug cartels on the border, and that they were given guns to knock out their competition, 2,000 of them in one shipment. This is not just companies allowed to sell them and told to. That's part of it. So there's a reason you don't see the congressman investigating this, getting into this. That's why they went after Bill Clinton for sex. They didn't want to go after him for Chinese generals and payoffs because they were involved. Ken Starr was involved with companies with the communist Chinese. So I've been covering this for almost 6 years with Celica Steele and others who were former DEA, telling you exactly what was about to happen in Mexico, the new war between the cartels. And now I've got a lot of people sending me emails going, cover this more. We broke it. We covered it. We went through it. Okay? We've been on it since the beginning. I first brought Celica Steele, when he wasn't even known in Texas, on air, going back like 8 years ago. I sold out his book, Powder Burns, where he didn't have any more left. I brought him to be in Kevin Booth's film that aired on Showtime, American Drug War. Okay? I've been covering this for 8 years. 6 years ago, Selly found out about all this. He's now, they set him up. ATF did put him in prison, selling a few shotguns. The point is that this goes to the Republicans as well. And that's why they don't want to bring down Obama with this. Is because he can then bring up the fact that it's an Iran-Contra operation, shipping guns into Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia. That's all come out in federal court now. Into Chicago, into Tampa, into all over, into Indiana, into Indianapolis. This has all come out now in the court filings. So, L.A. Times, Pulitzer Prize, CBS News, oh my gosh, they actually sold him the guns. They're not telling you the other part of the cases. It's drugs back in. They're arming drug cartels that launder their money through Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and other Federal Reserve banks. This is an Iran-Contra. Just like the head of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso, in 1999, when he was the head, it was in Reuters, a photo, went and met with the head of the FARC, and under U.S. law, he's allowed to invest drug money internationally in U.S. banks. And he said, you will invest with us, or we will invade. They didn't do it, so they sent U.S. forces in. And they only spray with GPS the coca crops they don't control, the cocaine. Now, here's the big news. It's up at Infowars.com right now. It's up at Drudge Report. House Republicans request special counsel to probe Holder on Fast and Furious. A special prosecutor. And to make sure that nobody goes to jail, it's just politically embarrassing and the drug dealing continues. This goes back to Bush as well. You want to kill the ATF politically once and for all, you got to admit the full scope. You got to go after Obama. You got to go after the Republicans, all of them. That's why the first thing Obama did was say he wouldn't investigate Bush when he got in. First thing Bush did when he got in was say he wouldn't investigate Clinton. First thing Clinton said he would do was he wouldn't investigate George Bush Sr. This is how the corruption works, okay? I want to go to this caller for the last minute of this segment so we can comment, but exclusive. House Republicans are calling for a special counsel to determine whether Attorney General Holder perjured himself during his testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on Operation Fast Furious. They have emails. They have him giving speeches 2 years ago about the operation in plain view. He's been caught. Of course he perjured himself. Arrest him now. He's the head criminal at that level. Let's go back to John in Oregon. John, what was your other list of demands when we occupy the Federal Reserve this weekend?
Yeah, well, first, like I said, we're going to audit the Fed. We want them audited immediately. Two, we want them investigated and indicted. We want these criminals in jail. Okay. Three is we want them to return the $27 trillion that they took from us. But we don't just want it in their C-note. We want them in gold and silver, in a gold and silver standard. And basically,
by the way, that would pay off all mortgages in America and give each American a giant cash dividend. I'm not saying we should do that, but we this is not our debt. Great points, great points, great points. I'm going to play part of Shooter Jennings' patriotic music coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Shooter Jennings put this out, what, more than a year ago. Of course, the son of legendary country music singer Waylon Jennings, one of my favorites, one of the Highwaymen. He predicted what's now happening with the economy. The Summer of Rage is what this song is called. Crank it up.
Machine makes falling down. It's gaining pound for pound.
Oh, Holder's been caught perjuring himself. The government shipping in the drugs.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. The building mass graves within the states. You and I will vaccinate. They're preparing us for an
They're preparing the mass graves. They'll forcibly inoculate us. They're preparing the police state. Now crank it up. I'm going to show folks some news headlines here. House Republicans request special counsel to probe Holder on Fast and Furious, but Bush was involved. The documents admit Sinaloa was given guns for 5.5 years and were allowed to ship in drugs to wage war against the other drug cartels who were shipping in too much and driving down the price of the loving white powder. Pop a Fed making money with the Federal Reserve off the cocaine, heroin, and marijuana. Meanwhile, the UN is in Honduras, mainstream news, mass murdering villagers to get their property. No, I guess the police state isn't slowing down. Meanwhile, tonight on the nightly news, and I even played at the very end of this radio show, we've watched now the entire Hank Williams interview, and he said, Hank Williams Jr. said, 89% of the American people want to abolish Congress. I hate both parties, Wall Street, they're a bunch of crooks, on and on and on. And they took that Hitler comment and said that, and his statement that Boehner and Obama and all of them are the enemy. And they said, oh, he's calling Obama Hitler, using that political correctness. Wow, that's some wild stuff right there at the end. I think that's from the Cremation of Care scream, I think, is what it sounded like. But just to finish up what I was saying, they are going after free speech. So tonight, the real reason, the rest of the story of why Hank Williams Jr. was fired from 20 years of introducing Monday Night Football, which, by the way, that will hurt their ratings. People love that. They love little rituals. And they love to have the good old boy, you know, officiate over things in the overalls. So people are going to get angry about that. But the issue is, this is this new political correctness where you can't criticize your corrupt government. They know. The one message they won't put up with is a general indictment. If it's on Obama or the Republicans, that's fine. You indict them all, though, and call them out that they work for the New World Order, it's over. So now I've really got to get a hold of Hank Williams Jr. I doubt he'll talk now, though. He'll probably be slapped down, but who knows? He might ignore it. And, you know, I'm proud of him saying that the whole government's criminal. And you know what? I think I know that they reportedly are estranged, but I think Hank Williams III ought to support his father's free speech. But maybe TMZ took it out of context. And again, this will affect us all, just like the Dixie Chicks being slapped down for their comments. By the way, I know folks that have talked to them. They know about 9/11 being an inside job. But when I talked to the Dixie Chicks, they said, we've already had too much political problems. We're staying out of it. We're not going to go public for 9/11 truth. I know they live right here in Austin. I know they listen to the show. Well, you ought to go public. You shouldn't let the people that slapped you down win. And we shouldn't let them do this to Hank Williams Jr. You shouldn't be punished for your political views. All right, I'm going to shut up now and take you to some of our sponsors and then to our next guest and then your phone calls. Survival RX, legislation like Codex Alimentarius, threatens our ability to purchase vitamins and supplements in the future. Our new sponsor, Survival RX, has been in the sports nutrition business for 10 years and is a leader in it. They come up with the world's first long-term storable vitamin and nutritional supplements. They've created a proprietary triple nitrogen flush manufacturing process that will allow you to store their highly quality vitamins for decades. Survival RX has extended their free shipping special for limited times. So, folks, be sure and check this out today. Go to survivalrx.com. That's just survival, the word survival with RX after it. Survivalrx.com. Check them out today. Survival RX. Purewaterfreedom.com has a line of whole house filters, under the sink, tabletop, handheld little filter systems. They got them all. It's all made in the USA. They remove fluoride and other toxins from your water source, every water source in your house. Purewaterfreedom.com. Imagine being able to turn your tap water into safe, clean, drinkable, and bathing water. That's where you absorb a lot of it, is bathing. When was the last time you took a fluoride-free shower? Turn your tap water into the best water, purewaterfreedom.com. Check out purewaterfreedom.com today. Now I take you to Lloyd Chapman, a frequent contributor to the transmission. He is one of the only pro-small business groups in the country, as, I don't know, close to 300,000 members last time I checked. And he's the president of the American Small Business League. And he points out that the federal government violates federal law. And he's gone over that. And then later I'm going to get the calls with, like, Maggie, 1340 AM, KOMI listener, and XM listeners and others that are patiently sitting there. We're going to get to you as well. I have to go into overdrive. Shortwave listeners, we're going to get to all of you. But Lloyd Chapman has pointed out, this is a big deal. Just like the government shipping drugs in and guns out to kill their competition, the government's a bunch of criminal mafia. If you don't admit it, they'll just keep expanding their criminal operation. Upwards of, what he said, 90-plus percent of small business contracts under law are supposed to go to small businesses with you know, all this federal purchasing. But instead it goes to offshore corporations and Fortune 100. And now our researchers have discovered, Lloyd Chapman has discovered, that they have a secret blacklist of American small businesses. And so we hear all this talk of small businesses, but we see insider Democrats giving, you know, $500 million, billion free cash of taxpayers, but none of it goes to build jack squat. It is a total hand-over-fist looting, and I wanted to get you on in the perspective of the Occupy Wall Street. We got a bunch of kids funded by George Soros and Obama saying tax the middle class and shut down capitalism. That's exactly what the big monopoly men want, Lloyd.
Absolutely. People need to realize that our government runs on contributions from Fortune 500 firms, and the K Street lobbyists run on contributions from Fortune 500 firms. Our Congress, our government, our president, they do not pass legislation to benefit the people. They pass legislation to benefit the people that fund their campaigns, like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I love to see those kids protesting Wall Street. Hope they stay down there for a year. There needs to be a million people on Wall Street.
I agree with you, but the main demands that at least the media gives attention to, the dominant whore media, is increased taxes on the rich, but the Warren Buffett plan goes after the middle class, not the exempt offshore corporations, and they're calling for Michael Moore is, and others are dressing up like Mao Zedong, you know, running around saying off with their heads. This is being Democratic Party run. They're trying to co-opt the opposition.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Something occurred to me the other day. I'm sure this occurred to you like 5 years ago. But the very Fortune 500 firms that control our government also are the ones that run what percentage of the ads on national television? 95%?
Yeah.
So it's hard to get the truth on national television because those are the same guys, you know, that are making all the major contributions. But people wouldn't believe how corrupt the government is. People just wouldn't believe it. And the things they're doing to the public are just, you know, my biggest problem is when I talk to a journalist and I tell them, I'll just read a report from an inspector general and they can't believe it. They can't believe it. So I'll actually just read a report from the inspector general and I'll be labeled a conspiracy nut and a lunatic for just reading what an inspector general said.
Oh, yeah, the CIA inspector general in 1997 found the CIA was running most of the narcotics into the country through licensed cartels. And if I talk about that today and even play the clips, I'm a conspiracy theorist showing the CIA admitting it.
Yeah. You know, the government spends a lot of time and money trying to convince people I'm a conspiracy nut. In fact, to tell you the truth, Alex, I've had six national television appearances canceled in the last 60 days. And I've called my staff to call these. The last one was the Lou Dobbs show. And I said, call them up and ask them, how did the government know I was supposed to be on your show? So when you got a phone call from some government PR guy and said, don't put Lloyd on your show, he's a conspiracy nut, he's a lunatic, how did they know I was going to be on your show? Did you call them up and tell them I didn't? How did they know? And, but yeah, they do not want people like you and me, you know, telling what's going on. You mentioned Eric Holder, by the way. So anybody that's ever heard my name knows that for 20 years I've been winning lawsuits against the government and exposing hundreds of billions in fraud and abuse, right? Eric Holder is my number one enemy. So if I'm trying to get information on billions in fraud, I'm up against that guy and the Justice Department. And they've done everything they can to withhold information that proves that companies like Finn Mechanica in Rome with 75,000 employees and $30 billion in assets are getting a quarter of a billion a year in federal small business contracts. Eric Holder will stand in the door and not let you get that information.
Well, Eric Holder has been caught perjuring himself in public speeches. He slipped up and admitted their Fast and Furious thing. Then he said he'd never heard of it. Now it's been confirmed in Congress. It went all the way into the White House. And but again, the Republicans can't really go after it because the gun running was going on under Bush, too. That's the big, dirty secret. If you read the Sinaloa drug documents in federal court, they were authorized 5.5 years ago to do this. This predates Obama. He expanded it and then also used it to demonize the Second Amendment. So he went further. But this is systemic, rotten corruption. For those that don't understand, explain to them the federal law. That if you're going to have all this government contracts, then it's got to go to small businesses. But that's not what they do.
No. So think about this, people. It's been shown by the Census Bureau and groups like the Kauffman Foundation that small businesses create between 90 and 100% of all net new jobs. 100%. Federal law for about 55 years has said that a minimum of 23% of all government contracts should go to small businesses. Well, that makes perfect sense, particularly now, since they create 100% of the jobs. And there's been 15 federal investigations, not Lloyd Chapman, the conspiracy and that lunatic. The SBA Inspector General said this in 2005, quote, "One of the largest challenges facing the Small Business Administration and the entire federal government today is that large businesses are getting federal small business contract awards." And that's been named for six consecutive years. The SBA Inspector General has named that as the number one challenge. So here we are. The whole nation's going bankrupt. We're trying to create jobs. Small businesses create 100% of the jobs, and over 95% of all federal spending goes to Fortune 500 firms, which conversely, let's figure this out. If small businesses are creating 100% of the net new jobs, how many jobs are Fortune 500 corporations creating? The truth is Fortune 500 firms haven't created one job in 30 years, one net new job, and yet 90 to 95% of our tax dollars go to those corporations.
Well, even Dennis Kucinich said this. This should be one of the Occupy Wall Street groups, that just like in China or India, you know, their government contracts have to be domestic. They don't deindustrialize. They're trying to industrialize. And even Dennis Kucinich came out a month ago and said the head of the President's Economic Council, the former head of General Electric, is only creating jobs in India and China. They're moving with the bailout money the factories, the x-ray systems, everything out of the nation. It is the policy to deindustrialize this country to bring us to our knees. That is what globalism is.
Absolutely. You know what's shocking to me? I don't know this for a fact. Somebody told me that the president of General Electric, the company who's shipping more jobs overseas than the company, sat next to Michelle Obama when the president gave his job speech.
No, he did. No. He comes out and lectures about American jobs while they're shutting down hundreds of power plants, because if General Electric doesn't own it, or if they even if you switch over to their service company that will upkeep your power plant and all of its scrubbers, then you get the magic wand. It's literally the mafia. It's hire my cousin Luigi, General Electric here, or you're shut down. I mean, they're that naked. I mean, these are hardcore crooks.
Absolutely. Here's something I want people to know. President Obama gave his job speech on Thursday, the first African-American president in history. Listen to this, folks. Friday afternoon, around 4 o'clock in D.C., the Obama administration very quietly, and got zero press on it, released a policy to abolish the oldest and most successful federal program to direct infrastructure spending to minority-owned companies, the 5% contract to go for minorities. So under the first black president and the first African-American attorney general, they are abolishing the oldest and most successful program to create jobs in minority communities coast to coast. It was completely and totally unreported on. Nobody knows. It wasn't picked up anywhere in the media. I've had my guys on the phone for 3 weeks telling people about it. And, gosh, another bill popped up the other day. Sarah McCaskill popped up with bills every day that could potentially put around 500,000 small businesses in bankruptcy to work with the federal government. It's shocking. Again, it's so different than what people think it is that it's just hard to believe. People say, well, that can't be true. That just can't be true. It's true.
Well, look, the globalists went in the 70s, and they publicly told China, let select corporations use your slave labor. We're going to move here. And so these very same multinational corporations get laws passed and regulations to shut down regular commerce so they can move everything to China and India and Mexico. And they've done it. And they're not going to stop. And because they want us poor. I mean, there's so many globalist documents we've read on air where they say they want you so poor, you're busy just trying to get enough money to buy food so that you're not uppity. They know people that are middle class become politically active. And they're getting rid of it. They're ending America as we know it. They're ending the American dream.
Absolutely. I want people to remember three things that Thomas Jefferson said. He said, every generation needs a new revolution. He said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold for people of good conscience to remain silent. And my favorite phrase that should get the FBI knocking on my door, he said that the tree of liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He's my kind of guy.
Now you've got hundreds of thousands of small businesses members. Are they starting to get more and more angry?
You know what? They're angry, but they're afraid. I'll have to tell you that the small businesses are afraid. They're just afraid. They're afraid. You know, the government is just, they're terrified of government.
And that is why they fail. Government is gang raping us for their banker masters because we've been over. And it's time to stop acting like it. It's only encouraging. Folks, your cowardice is what is encouraging all this. It's what is allowing this. It's what's bringing it.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
We're not going to have time to play the clips of what Hank Williams Jr. really said. He said the whole Congress is criminal. 89% of the American people, you know, want them all fired. It's actually It's actually 91% now. They only have a 9% approval rating. That's all coming up this evening. Got something special for you on the nightly news, 7 o'clock. I'm going to do 5 minutes of overdrive here to take at least some of the calls that have been holding the longest here. But just finishing up with the point that you were making in closing, Lloyd Chapman of ASBL.com, that's the American Small Business League. Folks, I see citizens just shake in fear. Like I had the Border Patrol 100 miles into the U.S. come over and say, turn my camera off. And I said no to them. Everybody's amazed. I would just say no, it's my First Amendment. And then I said, no, you're not going to violate, you know, oh, you're going to violate my Fourth Amendment and come on the bus? And then they backed off. You know, the point is that we've gotten to this point where we have let criminals take over because we think of government as our master, not as our servant. And what did Thomas Jefferson say? Keep quoting him. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And I think that's a good place to leave it. Final comment on that subject, Lloyd Chapman.
You're an American hero, buddy. You're the new Thomas Jefferson. I love your show. You're one of the few people that's telling the truth. I wish that you were on national television 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People need to hear what you've got to say.
Well, I'm not a, as you know, my friend, I'm not a hero. You're not a hero. We're just trying to survive here and doing the best we can, ringing the alarm bell. But you know, there's the prestige of being on national TV. But we reached over 10 million a week just on YouTube alone now.
Good.
And so there's that illusion that you know, we're the alternative media. We are really the new media.
Well, let's just say this. People need to quit being afraid. Quit being afraid. These bozos work for you. Quit being afraid. Do something. Do something.
Lloyd, we got to do a full hour and take calls from small business owners in the near future. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on with us.
All right. Talk to you later, brother.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I want to jam in some calls now. Don't forget, we're going to occupy the Federal Reserve, you know, around their driveway on the road around it on public land. There at Dallas, 6 o'clock this coming Friday, and it's up to you, the activist, to hit it and to stay there. And then as others come in, you know, to rotate in and out, everybody spend a few days there, folks. Camp out there. Bring your sleeping bag. And then I'm going to go to other Federal Reserve locations, and if it sticks, I'm going to come back and stay there with you. And I'll definitely send reporters there as well. Just hard to do the nightly news and cover all this. That's why we have the RV now and the Skype and the computers. So here we go. 1340 AM KOMY in Santa Cruz. Listener Maggie, you're our tail gunner in the official transmission. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's great to talk to you. A neighbor told me about your show, and ever since I've been listening to you. And the reason I'm calling is I saw you on the History Channel the other night. You were kayaking with a small group of people who were attempting to enter the Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
And the reason I was calling is I was curious as to why perhaps it wasn't done in the dark, or why the people that went up onto the property weren't wearing some kind of camouflage. It just seemed like they were so...
Well, it's a 2,700-acre deal, and everybody always tries to go in at night or through the front, and there's mountains around it. So there's one entrance that I told them about, and then it's raining, and the kayaks are tumping over with the cameras, and we had to go from a launch point 2 miles away. And then they didn't legally, once they got arrested, want to show all the footage. But I told people when I spoke in Santa Cruz that it happened the day before I'd been at the Bohemian Grove. I had to jump off, you know, the embankment into the water, get to the, you know, I had to get in a kayak. I had to hide on the side of the road. There were cops everywhere. I mean, I had to literally Rambo it out of there. So I was the only one that didn't get arrested.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.